Captain Mike Herber from the Band of the West is here, and a wonderful tribute for the 4th of July. And as I looked at that program, I said, this is so fun, and it kind of goes chronologically a little bit. How did you decide to come up with this program?
Well, you know, we wanted to do something that paid tribute to our past and honored our present and celebrated our future. So we kind of looked at, hey, let's kind of go back and start with a great piece by Morton Gould that he wrote in actually a day, American Salute, starting off with When Johnny Comes Marching Home, and then kind of going through paying tribute to our World War II vets, Korea, Vietnam, current conflicts, and future conflicts as well. And so the music kind of goes through from those different eras as well, featuring not just our concert band, but also our jazz band and our rock pop group Warhawk as well for the program.
Yeah, and that's something I was gonna ask, is that the concert band is sort of on display, but you actually have several subsets that go around. That I know the saxophone quartets come here, and we have a brass quintet, and there are different ensembles of this, and so you guys are actually utilizing more than just the concert band.
Absolutely, yeah. We want to show off the versatility of our musicians, which in turn reflects the versatility of our Air Force and our military as well.
As you pay tribute, I know there's a fun piece that sort of looks to the future and something that's been a blockbuster this summer.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. It's some great movies for all of our great Trekkies out there. Michael Giacchino has done just fantastic work in his film score. And personally, me, I just think it's exciting music. So kind of looking toward the future of our service members as well, we're going to be doing a medley of some of the music from the recent Star Trek movies as well.
I met a couple of airmen that are going to do some solos outdoors and indoors. Tell us a little bit about being able to show off some of the band members.
Well, that is, you know, the fantastic part of my job is I get to work with the most amazing people and musicians, and we have some really young, amazing talent in our unit. We have Airman First Class Ainsley Davis, who's going to be featured on trombone, performing Thoughts of Love by Arthur Pryor, and she'll be performing on our SeaWorld concerts, which are outdoors. And then indoors, performing on my instrument, the clarinet, we're going to have Airman First Class Jennifer Daphne playing Weber's concertino for clarinet and orchestra, but of course doing the band transcription. So real excited to feature them. They're excited about playing and just show off the great, again, talent and diversity that we have as part of our Air Force.
I know there's a wonderful tradition of being able to have audience members sort of participate and show that they've done their duty and honor for the country. And that's always, I've got to imagine, a special part when you guys do the servicemen on parade.
Yeah, that's, you know, our armed service medley is really my favorite part of the show, because it's really our chance to say thank you to all those who served before us, whose shoulders we stand on. And recognize their service and their family service as well. We usually invite family members too. If there's somebody who's serving right now, can't stand up, but they want to stand for them, or maybe there's a loved one who's passed on who served and they want to stand up to remember them and remember their service as well. We encourage that as well. So it's just great.
Captain Mike Herber from the United States Air Force Band of the West here at Lackland Air Force Base. You have concerts around the area, and that's got to be really cool to actually. I know with the
sequestration
that things have probably been a little reduced lately, and so it's got to be nice to be very local here and get out to Kerrville, to New Braunfels, to Schertz, and right here in San Antonio.
Absolutely, yeah. We're going playing in our local community here in San Antonio, but also some of the outreach areas in New Braunfels and Schertz and Kerrville as well. Yeah, the sequestration has had an impact on our unit, but just the entire DOD. But just like many generations of other proud Americans who've served, who've gone through difficult times, you know, our military is still ready. We're still out there guarding, defending, and we're doing all we can to make sure we keep our America free. And we will get through this. But it's great for us to really go out and kind of stay a little bit local. You know, we've been on tour and done a lot of stuff, but now we're going to focus a little bit on here and still share a message, because, you know, there's still a great message for us that we want to share all the stories that our service members do and say thanks to our veterans as well.
Well, whether it's Holiday in Blue or the Independence Day concerts, I know you guys do local visit high schools and colleges and whatnot. Are there any particular moments? I know folks will come up and say, oh, hey, I was a band director, or hey, I served. And are there any particular stories that have touched you as of late, or that you remember talking with folks?
It was really interesting. Thanks for bringing that up too, John. We did our concert with the San Antonio Symphony last Veterans Day. And there was a gentleman who happened to be in town visiting. He's from Florida and was a former band director. I mean, he'd stopped and given it up for a while, and he just kind of, you know, I'm kind of done with this. But he came up after the concert and said, you know what? you guys put on such an amazing show. I'm inspired. I'm going to go back and restart a community band. And then about 6 months later, I got an email or something out of the blue from the guy. And he's like, hey, I've got this band going. You know, and so it was pretty neat that we had an impact on him, you know, and being a former veteran and a service member as well, but then also a band director to have that impact. So that was pretty cool.
I know folks has one of your groups just come back from deployment?
Yes, our group Top Flight, which is our six-member rock pop group, they were deployed last year from August through Thanksgiving Day. In fact, we actually welcomed them back home to San Antonio on Thanksgiving Day, and they did some fantastic work playing seven different countries. They helped out four different embassies over there and played for some parts of Kyrgyzstan, which is a country kind of north of China there, in some regions where we've never had an American band play before, really outreach with partnership building missions that really have had some significant impact in the region. So music making a great impact, bringing people together as it always has been, you know, always will.
I saw, I don't know if it were friends of mine on Facebook. I'm Inuit, actually.
Yes,
and,
yes.
And had said that the band at Elmendorf is closing, that there have been some changes around. So that actually will end up, you guys end up changing a little bit in the area of the country that you now cover. So when
yes.
things do, when the budget does come up, you guys are actually going to be a little more expanded and a little different.
Yes,
right?
we're shifting. In fact, as of June 1st, the Air Force bands have gone through pretty much a restructure. We are closing down three of our regional bands, plussing up five of those bands, and then we're shrinking two other bands. And the Band of the West will... We had been supporting New Mexico and Arizona, but we're actually going to be shifting now to the Gulf Coast region. So our region that we're going to be around is from El Paso all the way to Key West, if you can imagine that, plus Oklahoma. So including Oklahoma, Texas, Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, Georgia, and Florida. So quite a significant region for us that we'll be responsible for. And henceforth, we're also working on potentially changing the name of the band because we're no longer in the West. We're kind of on the Gulf states there. So that's something that will probably be happening within the next several months or so, too. But the band will still be here doing great work. You know, we appreciate just the community support of our band and coming out to the concerts. And we look forward to seeing everybody in Kerrville and New Braunfels and Schertz. And you can go to our website, of course, to find out the exact dates and times of all those concerts, which is www.bandofthewest.af.mil.
And tickets are free. You just need to get them in the respective locations, which are there.
Right.
And with SeaWorld, you just need the price of admission, right?
Right, yeah. Unfortunately, you do need to have to pay to get into SeaWorld. But once you're in SeaWorld, it doesn't cost you anything to come to our performance. We'll be at the main ski pavilion there, playing right by the water, right before their fireworks spectacular. So it should be just a fantastic. We did it last year on Memorial Day, had just a fantastic crowd, really excited, and we're excited to be there again this year.
It's an interesting job that your band has because not only are they Air Force members, but they audition. It's not like, oh, I joined the Air Force and I play, you know, the tuba, so I'll get in the Band of the West, right? It's actually a highly competitive job.
Absolutely, yeah. We recruit and we hire some of the most highly trained musicians in the world, in the country that come out and play. And we seek out different folks from some of the top-level universities around the country to come perform. And so most of our folks come in with a bachelor's degree already, many with a master's degree. In fact, I have one member who has a doctorate in trumpet from my alma mater, Arizona State, out there. So it's, just the level of schooling and ability is amazing.
Well, we're looking forward to it. It is concerts in Kerrville, in Schertz, in New Braunfels, and right here in San Antonio. Mike, we hope you'll come back, and we hope we can get some of your ensembles to come play, too.
You bet, John. It's always a pleasure being here. Thanks for having me.